USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces attempted to storm a steel plant in Mariupol. It's part of the Kremlin's plan to try and crush the last bit of resistance in the southern port city, as it claimed the plant is the last part of the city that has not been captured. Officials claim Russia has fired at least 6 cruise missiles at another port city, Odessa, killing 5 people. The Kremlin, meanwhile, is doing what it can to blunt the effects of economic sanctions on Russia. Measures include an interest rate hike as high as 20% and forcing businesses to convert their profits to rubles. That made Russian President Vladimir Putin confident enough this week to proclaim that a, quote, blitzkrieg of sanctions from the West has not worked. Despite the proclamation, Russia is enduring its worst bout of inflation in 20 years, and some companies in the country have been forced to shut down. Wall Street slumping for another week. The Dow dropped nearly 2%. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
Ahead of a presidential runoff election in France, President Emmanuel Macron has the lead over his rival Marine Le Pen. A victory for him would mean he would be the first French president in 2 decades to win a second term. Opinion polls on him winning range in margin from 6 to 15%. The civil trial in the case of a murdered University of Virginia lacrosse player is set to go on Monday. Yardley Love was killed more than a decade ago by her estranged boyfriend, George Hughley. Hughley is now halfway through his 23-year prison sentence. The civil suit, filed by Love's mother, is seeking more than $30 million in damages. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was hostile during her testimony during a hearing on Friday on whether she is eligible to run for re-election. Using a rarely used section of the 14th Amendment, voters in her district said that Greene helped facilitate the January 6th insurrection that disrupted the certification of Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. Georgia's Secretary of State will make the ultimate decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The search continues in the Lone Star State for a guardsman who may have drowned in the Rio Grande.
A release from the Texas Military Department saying they had to pause their river search Friday night because of strong river currents. The soldier went missing along the river on a border enforcement mission. Sheriff Tom Schirmer of Maverick County says the soldier had jumped into the river in an attempt to rescue an illegal immigrant woman who was struggling to get across. The woman did make it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Police in the nation's capital said the suspect in a shooting that left 4 injured was found dead. It's believed that the suspect took his life as officers entered the apartment. The suspect had a sniper-like setup in his apartment when he began shooting at residents from the 5th floor near a school. The 4 people who were injured are expected to survive. Investigators are searching for motive. A Spanish museum says it's confident that American courts will rule again in their favor that a valuable French Impressionist painting taken from a Jewish family by Nazis belongs to the museum and not to the family's descendants. The Thyssen-Bornemisza National Museum in Spain says that's despite a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that sent the case back to a lower court. It's sure that the court will rule that Spanish law should prevail over California's. Prosecutors in Tennessee will no longer pursue a woman who challenged her conviction for illegal voter registration. Charges against Pamela Moses, a Black Lives Matter activist, will be dismissed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.